Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome you jagoffs, Rachel Rennebeck and John Chamberlain, the founders of yajagoffs.com. Podcasts. You guys are everywhere. You were at Eat Drink Pittsburgh last night, and thanks for coming in, hanging out with Paul Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And you took a picture for me. I posted it on social media and said, you know, he's representing the family, Donnie and Mark.
Yeah.
And I accidentally called him Mark at first.
He laughs. Oh, please.
You know, I feel bad because, you know, he's part of the team, part of the family. I felt bad.
But you got the last name right, which half the people don't.
They don't. They call it Wahlburgers.
That's right, and it's spelled B-E-R.
That's right.
G-E-R. Right. But the restaurant where they have the Wahlburgers franchise and chain around the country, and do we just have the one out at the block in North Hills? There's
two.
Another
two.
One.
Yeah, they opened one in Robinson at the old, you know, as Pittsburghers would say, the old Houlihan's at the Robinson Mall.
Naming a place that's right? No longer there anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, you go where the old Sunoco was, turn left. That's all part of being a Jaguar.
It is.
Full disclosure, I'm born and bred in Pittsburgh. You are too. North Side gal.
North Side,
And John?
McKee's Rocks.
The Rocks.
He hurries up and throws that in for cred, but
you know
North Side
is the best.
You know
what's strange about Pittsburgh is every time when you go out and you meet somebody, say, oh, what part of town are you from? It's either Brookline or the Rocks.
That's true.
40 million people from those two parts of town.
It's true.
And I've always told people from McKee's Rocks, Rachel, anyone I've met from McKee's Rocks, I've never forgotten.
No,
you've said
there
that before.
You go.
That's a good story. That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember being at a very high-end conference in Texas. And we were at a bar with suits on, and this guy and I were talking, and blah, 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 blah. And we were talking very formally, you know, having a drink or two. And I said, Mancini's Bread. And he said, are you from the Rocks? And the whole conversation just went to very raw right after that. You're from the Rocks. And, you know, I don't know.
Chest bumps.
Yes, it's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a mom, Rachel. I'm sorry we disrupted your schedule this morning.
Listen, they're used to it. They're like, what the heck is she doing now? We got in late from Eat Drink Pittsburgh, as you said, and I was able to talk and catch up with them on their day. And three different buses in North Hills School District, so high school, middle school, and elementary. So figured them all out. Best friend Jen is coming over to get the youngest one on the bus, and we're all figured out.
I want to give moms a lot of credit because you guys rock. You figure
somehow,
that's
right?
Guys would be a lot more stressed about the scheduling part.
Yeah.
Women get it done. And guys, as a stereotype, we like to fix things, right, John?
Yeah.
If you give us a problem, we'll go away and try to fix it.
Yes.
So this
while women are fixing it. Just
listen,
so you know.
And kudos, I'm not saying it because she's here. She is literally super mom. You talk about somebody juggling and then trying to take a bite of the apple when they throw it in there. That's just her morning.
Thanks. Yeah. No, you know, it's parenting in general. Literally came home last night from the event and had a serious teenage situation. And, you know, you have to be in mode at all times. That's the part that's kind of crazy, right? You have to be ready.
That feeling is, you know, especially when they hit puberty, it's like all bets are off. Everything's an emotional, you know, there's some crisis you don't know. And what's different now than parenting before texting was that moods change and you don't know why.
Right.
So you're in a room with people and adults too.
No doubt.
And you're talking to somebody and all of a sudden their mood changes and you don't know what happened.
Right. And you're trying to figure it out for sure.
God bless moms.
God bless moms. That's the theme.
sing
of today's show.
Today's show is God Bless Mothers.
God Bless Mothers.
And we appreciate you coming in. We're going to have fun today.
We're thrilled to be here.
And we announced yesterday a new addition to the KK Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, we were going
to
congratulate you. That's wonderful.
Kevin Battle. He's a Pittsburgh guy. He used to work at DVE back in the day and then went off to other cities, Baltimore.
Right.
And he's in New York City. And we'll get to talk to him this morning.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I figured, why not? Let's introduce Kevin to some real jagoffs. Right.
He needs to learn quickly.
Right off the bat.
Get back into jagoff mode, right?
Mode,
yes, Yinzer mode.
So he's been doing Fox Headline News in New York for Sirius Radio.
Right.
And you know what's interesting is the landscape changes in our business. And the three of us have talked about this where KDK has been here for 100 years. Mm-hmm. There aren't many institutions that last that long.
Correct.
But we have to reinvent ourselves. So we have the free app, radio.com, so people can listen now anywhere in the country, crystal clear digital quality. Mm-hmm. And 2 days ago, say hello to everybody. Look above the screen. Yeah. There's the camera.
Yeah. You warned us.
You're live. I wanted you to know. So you go to kdkradio.com/live video, and you can now see guests that we have in, which I think is kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That means you have to dress. That means you have to dress spiffy every day, right?
No more thongs.
Spiffy.
Rachel Rennebeck, John Chamberlain, you jagoffs. Do you know who you are?
He says that so well. I love it.
I know. It's very smooth.
We know. Yeah.
Yeah, you love that song, by the way.
That's one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
See, did you pull that just for Rachel?
Very good.
He knew. Yeah, Take On Me. Aha.
That's wow.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Listen, you know my background. I don't have a choice. It was embedded. I might not know states, but I know musicians.
So that would be true.
Since your dad's Johnny Angel, did your mother sing with
him? No.
She's not a singer?
Mm-mm. It goes like this. My mom, my brother, asked Justin to sing a bar. Oh, dear God. No. Put on your headphones and just walk away. It's bad. He has the perfect ear
to
know.
What about you?
I mean, I can carry a tune. I'm not anything great, but I figured it out much quicker.
But your dad's been doing this a long time.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
Johnny Angel and the Halos.
Yeah, and you know,
you weren't one of the Halos then.
Never. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? There was never.
Marianne
Mangini is like the only woman who's really ever
Let's call him and get him on the line.
We'll ask him next time we see him. He doesn't have a museum.
He does.
I've never been. I've seen
videos.
I got to go.
Listen,
you guys have
we
done
need
it.
To make this happen.
Let's do it.
I'm
We're
serious.
We're going to
We've
be
been,
there.
Yeah,
doors
March
open.
21st.
What? March 21st. What are
but,
you doing?
But not even then. Like he needs to just come down and hang. They will be there for
it's
hours.
It's a guitar museum, right?
No.
It's just a music museum.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool because he has it set up as a retail shop in the front. So every piece of what we didn't care about at home is now in this museum retail part. But it's so true because my mom used to say to my brother and I, sneak in the attic. Dad has so much crap up there. You could sell it. And we didn't. We didn't smuggle stuff and sell. But he does now have it. I mean, Beatles, salt and pepper shakers and such unique little pieces that you wouldn't even think
about. As we would say,
in multiples
gee-gonks and stuff.
Yes.
Or Tchotchke.
Ginchy, as he says.
He calls it Ginchy stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. And John and Rachel, for those that don't know, you started doing this. How did this all happen? Because we kind of knew, John, we knew you for many years.
Yeah.
PR guy with the helicopter.
Stat Medevac.
That just means he's older.
Medevac.
Yeah.
And then we met Rachel with you guys when we went down to do the 50th anniversary
of
the Big Mac.
That's right.
Right.
You guys were there and we realized, you know, there's a new world out there with podcasts and, things that you're doing, and you're part of our team.
We are.
Too,
we love
you can,
it. Yeah.
You can get your jagoffs on our podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, on radio.com.
Radio.com is just this whole new way. It's opened up a world for those that don't know that. It's a free app, radio.com. Go to the app store. Won't charge you a thing. And then you can get us in crystal clear digital quality anywhere in the world, and you can get the podcast.
Yeah, plug it right into your USB port or whatever in your car. How crazy is that?
Or Bluetooth it right through.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and you two talking tech.
How did you guys get together originally?
Well, so the blog was the blog and the podcast was the podcast for a while, and Rachel and I knew each other from a marketing. She worked at a marketing company, and then we would go from a blog and podcast standpoint that it would have me go out and cover it. You know, if the mayor was opening up Nova Place, Jagoff would go over there and cover it, but we'd cover it in a different manner. You know, well, we heard there was a quiet deal to get, you know, Gus and Yaya's, you know, ice balls for, you know, everybody would have fun playing. And then Rachel went out on her own, and I was on my own as far as from a marketing standpoint. We're like, so we would bounce ideas off each other. And finally, then she became a co-host of the podcast. And then we became partners in a marketing firm, Jagoff Media. And that's kind of, the very, very short. And it is, I've never, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, how you have to find that one partner that's really going to, I always say owned it mind, body, and soul. And she owns it every day. You know, I've never experienced that
before. I see your stuff. You, I mean, you guys are out there working.
Yeah.
You were at the Dancing with the Cars, at the car show.
Yeah.
Last night, Eat, Drink, Pittsburgh. You're at how many events average a week?
I don't even know if we've looked at it like that, because I think we just try to keep our finger. It sounds cliche, but we keep our finger on the pulse of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I think you have to either know how to do it or not, right? And there's people, Natalie Benzavanga, yourself, that are able to do that regularly because that's what you've grown accustomed to. We kind of had to figure it out older. We're not these millennials like we, you know. Believe it or not, we're not millennials.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
I know.
Shocking revelation.
Sorry.
Hold on, let me get a mirror.
Let me see it.
But we sort of had to figure it out the hard way, the reverse way, where we were older and said, oh, there's this new way, right? I was a newspaper person from the Tribune Review. And then I went on, as he said, to do marketing. And now here we are in this new place that you have to kind of figure it out and learn on your own.
Think about this. And we've talked about it. After 233 years, there's no longer a daily newspaper in this town. Now, granted, it's done digitally, but I don't think the people that used to sit down in the morning, kitchen table, open up the paper, page through, have a coffee, most of the week you can't do that.
Right. Larry, my parents are lost on Saturday. No kidding.
They
literally have nothing going on because they'll say, we are bored by 10 o'clock in the morning because there's no newspaper to sit
and read.
They
say no games.
And they would, it's incredible. And they would read it. My dad would read it front to back, you know.
And, you know, KDK for many years was that on the radio. Mm-hmm. And we're still here after 100 years trying to figure out how to connect to people who now are, you know, like your parents. They're like, well, they can tune in. And so that's what we're going to tell the story, as we have always tried to do, keep reinventing yourself, of what's going on in Pittsburgh.
That's the word, reinventing yourself, for sure.
And that's what you are, right? You're not a radio station. You're a storytelling. You're an information delivery service,
and how you
right?
get it now has changed for many people.
No doubt.
Because the people that get that free, you know, radio.com app are just amazed. They're like, wow, it opens up a whole new world.
Absolutely.
And it's like social media, right? You have to be on three or four of them, right? Because you have to be where everybody wants to. You don't determine the channel, they do.
So it's online. You have your online component.
Yep.
And then Facebook.
Great. Exactly.
Instagram.
Twitter.
And Twitter. Is there anything else that you...
LinkedIn.
You count in a LinkedIn and a YouTube,
LinkedIn.
Right? Because you have to have YouTube to take the videos to put them on your website, right? But you can't rely on Facebook to get them to watch your YouTube video because people are essentially, like me, lazy,
The biggest thing I ever did as far as posting a single picture was when Bruno Sammartino passed away. Mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden put up on the marquee, you know, the legend with his birth date and his death date with a great picture of him.
Aww.
And that's all I put up, just a picture. 64,000 likes. And I'm like, where did these people come from?
Absolutely. Mm.
So there's some real power in this.
Well, and don't forget, not to bring up, you know, my situation, but my mother, who recently got a liver, that was from social media. You knew that,
so
right?
You're saying, yeah.
Oh, no question. My dad put it up that we needed a live donor. And after many hundreds of shares.
And this beautiful.
Oh, amazing person. Sarah.
Sarah, who has two young children of her own, right?
Absolutely,
gave a part of her liver to your mother. And your mother's doing.
Wonderfully. But
she was on death's door, though.
Death's door. No question. No exaggeration.
And this came from social media.
100%. And that's why we're big proponents. And we try to say we get why people can say there's some negativity that surrounds it. But if you use it the right way, man.
It can be powerful.
Powerful. Mm.
And we have kdkradio.com/live video streaming 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to go, I think, to 10 now because Robert Mangino at night, very upset. He has the best hair on the staff.
Right.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
He was like, well, why am I excluded? So we'll be on doing stuff. But you can see Rachel and John online and on all your Jagoff stuff. How many years now, you said?
Well, actually, in December, we found out.
BR.
This coming December will be the 10th year of the first blog post ever on YaJagoff.com. This coming December 30th. 10 years, the blog, and then the podcast will be going on 5 years.
That's incredible. And I see you guys out and about everywhere. You're your own thing.
We just follow you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
It's stalkers.
Well, think about, you know, what happens in nature. You see the sharks going, and then there's the fish that come around to get all the stuff. You know, just it's like, and it becomes a thing.
It did become a thing. And quite frankly, I mean, it became a thing when it was all happening. And this guy, Jason Falls, who has an attachment to Pittsburgh, but wrote a big social media dude nationally, he said, look, you can take this somewhere. You just have to start a podcast. And I'm like, God, I have to do one more free thing? Like, put more time into this? And it's what happened. The podcast has – people used to find the podcast by the blog. Now people find the blog via the podcast.
And it's on radio.com, awesome. A free app that we have through our company, Entercom, that you can download on your phone. And it's a great resource, including you can rewind 24 hours anything you hear, which is like your DVR at home.
Yeah. Yep.
We're the only company that has that.
Yeah.
And we're the only company that has – Your Jagoffs.
Yeah. I mean,
now, do you find there are a lot of transplanted Pittsburghers who are living elsewhere who want to keep up with what's going on, checking it out?
For sure. It's crazy to me. John had, before we say BR in our industry, which is before Rachel, John has always done check-ins, especially at holiday time, just to say, hey, where are you at? You know, what is going on? What part of the country? What are you doing? What are your customs? It is crazy. That is when we get the most comments.
Alaska.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there are all these expats that are just, you know.
Holidays and super, crazy. Anything Steeler related.
Yeah.
They're all out there because, as we know, you know,
the Steeler
it's crazy.
Bars around the country.
Yeah. But they relate. And they relate to even the word Jagoff because they own it, you know, because Pittsburghers own it. It wasn't Chicago's, it was ours.
Right.
And so those are the people who understand it, and they love to tell the story to people who aren't Pittsburghers, you know, that they were here and they get it.
I see a trip for you to Rome.
You see a lot of good things. We're
off
doing
of the Piazza Navona near the Vatican, there's a Steeler bar called La Botticella.
I've heard this.
And Giovanni, which is Jim.
Okay.
Giovanni.
I thought it was John.
John.
It's John.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah.
It's John.
Yeah.
Jim is Jim. Here's a guy that didn't see The Godfather, but he knows that.
He does.
Yes, Giovanni is John. Of course, we used to call John Cigna Giovanni.
Oh, right.
Giovanni
sure.
Cigna.
Yeah.
So anyway, this Giovanni Poggi, he comes once a year to a Steelers game, but he has all these Pittsburghers. They come every day of the year. And when you walk into this bar, and here you are in Rome,
right?
And it's like going into the South Side.
Right.
All the stuff, the banners. And,
yeah, we've heard that.
Can we get KDK sales on that?
You know what? They already are. That's what they're about to announce.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big announcement yesterday. Yeah. That wasn't
it's not your co-host. We are going to
it
Rome.
It was the Jagoff podcast is going to Rome. And an audience with the Pope.
There you go.
Jagoff.
I love that.
I think it's something you could do.
I really love it.
You're going to meet, by the way, we announced yesterday, a new co-host to this program.
Exciting stuff.
His name is Kevin Bannell. He's a Pittsburgher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he's been living and working in New York as of now. That's where he is today on the Fox News headline on Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah, that's
but he's
cool.
So excited to come home.
You've rescued him.
Love that.
He's a rescue.
We rescued
he's
him.
He's a rescue announcer.
From the rest of humanity, and we're dragging this guy back. And we'll hear from Kevin in our next hour.
Yeah,
meanwhile, what are you guys looking forward to do this year?
Gosh,
you got St. Patty's Day parade coming up.
We do. That's like our Christmas.
The parade teaches us or treats us so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always get a chance to go in there behind the pukas.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. So if anyone doesn't know what pukas are,
what's a puka?
Oh, my gosh. It's this cool sport that's sort of a mixture between field hockey and I don't know. What does Sean say? Field hockey and rugby kind of thing?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we have not seen a game, but we are podcasting from there this year at the Pitt Fieldhouse. That's
pretty
cool.
But we're always behind them in the St. Patrick's Parade.
They have the best car bombs.
They have the best drinks.
Irish car bombs. They feed us Irish car bombs while we're in the parade. But we've been with them for the last 3 years, and they're just great guys, and they honor the Irish heritage, and they talk about how this is an Irish sport. Look it up. It's a pretty cool thing. It's called hurling.
Hurling, not curling.
Curling. Hurling.
Hurling.
H-U-R-L-I-N-G.
We had hurling at college, but it was different.
No.
Completely different. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was usually after the St. Patrick's Day parade, but no. They're great guys, and we've done a lot with them, and that's probably one of our favorite things, but...
And then we have the port. Every summer we do a ports tour, which you might be right. So people, June and July, people send us pictures of their porches, and we take a party to their porch. Take people like you to go out to the podcast, take a band, and collect items for Zachary's mission. So we have the ports tour coming up.
And you said food, right? Because we always take food.
We always take food. Yeah.
And
we
it's just a party.
Ernie Ritchie sausage. Are you familiar with Ernie Ritchie?
Oh, from our spaghetti breakfast many years, big supporter and. Mm-hmm. Isn't he a guy from the Rocks originally?
He is. That's their connection.
John Chamberlain's from McKee's Rocks. Mm-hmm. Rachel is from the North Side.
Representing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. all the time. And to watch you two is like watching Adam smash. But you got to get somebody in there. I forgot to tell you, John Mowad, who is our movie guy on Fridays, is from Brookline.
Well, you were saying everyone's from Brookline or McKee's
Rocks. So it's Brookline, McKee's Rocks, now the North Side.
Yeah. No, it was always the North Side. Larry, you were from there.
Yeah, my dad was a Woods Run native. Mm-hmm. You know who else from the Nicoteros? You know this Greg Nicotero?
Oh, Frank.
They're from the North Side.
Greg, his cousin, is the producer of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
His family's from Woods Run, the originals.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Frank Nicotero, who's done hosting on TV, stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know him from Frank Mergy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Frank Mergy. Right. You know Frank.
Yeah, the talent.
Everybody knows Frank.
Call of the Wild, Frank. You're out there. Call us right now. 333.
Larry.
I'm sure he's listening right now.
I'm sure he is.
So at the top of the hour, we're going to take a trip to Bradenton, talk to Craig Riley. Mm-hmm. So get your Pirates questions ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we're going to meet the
new
co-host here, the new guy, Kevin Battle. So what are you doing next? What's the next thing people can look forward to?
Man, we are lucky because we are pretty busy. Honestly, we won't give an address, but before we do the porch tour, we do the fireplace tour, and we're wrapping up with Melanie from the Bubba Show. Isn't that crazy?
MT from our sister station.
Yeah, and we're super excited about that. And we've partnered with Mazda, and we're doing like a 6-minute fix every Monday where we're kind of dishing out like what to look forward to. And we're really fortunate because that's picked up a lot as well.
And then you heard the new news about Giant Eagle getting into the plastic bag thing, right? You know,
they're getting rid of
the plastic bags.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the plastic bags, but they still give you a 10-mile receipt. But but they're going green, right? But we said, hey, how do we get in on this? So we produced some grocery bags, sustainable grocery bags that say, these are my groceries, you jag off. And they have gone nuts. People,
talking about people
from all around the country, we're getting orders from people all around the country.
Yeah. That's tremendous.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's fun.
Who has the longest receipts?
CVS.
CVS, yeah.
It's like you hit the lottery or something every time you think, oh, it keeps coming, oh.
Yeah.
You jag off.
Maybe they should have the ching, 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 ching kind of noise behind it, huh?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.